Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Today we're going to be traveling up to the Berkshires. It's one of the most popular destinations that our listeners request. And we're going to be speaking with Lindsay Schmidt, who is the VP of Tourism and Marketing for One Berkshire. And that is the that's your destination tourism as well as economic development branch in that region. And hello, Lindsay. How you doing?
Good morning.
Man, you're in a very important area, and boy, that's a terrific way to, you know, combine the two branches of, you know, economic development and tourism. I'm really happy.
Yeah, definitely allows us to do more than just talk about come visit the Berkshires, but yep. Extend the brand into, so this is all, for all of you who are thinking about making a move, the Berkshires is a wonderful place to live. It's
yeah.
Not just a tourism destination.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I'm going to give it a wide open to you because we got from now to the end of the year, there are seasonal things you want to probably talk about. Attractions, new attractions. So take it away. And we'll,
all right. Well, okay. we're winding down here. The summer season just, you know, twilighted with Tanglewood closing last weekend. And so now I know some of you might not be ready, but we're looking forward to the leaves changing. Mm-hmm. And the slightly a bit slower tempo sort of occurs in the Berkshires during, you know, the fall. Obviously, we get a bunch of people come back for the foliage. And yes, we're open all four seasons. It's just lots of different, you know, variety of things to experience. So right now we're sort of looking towards fall in regards to festivals and things along those lines. So Nam Keg, for example, which is a Gilded Age mansion that's part of the trustees of the reservation, will have a haunted pumpkin walk as well as a pumpkin trail for sort of younger kids to do. And there's haunted Hancock Shaker Village. There's 13 nights at Jiminy Peak. So if you're here, if you're looking to get spooked, those are good things for you. If you're looking to bring teenagers or you know, families, that those are some good options. And then it's just some great stuff, country fairs, Apple Squeeze in Lenox, just a good reason. You know, it's only about a 2-hour drive from Hudson Valley, so you could come for the day. I always say that's not long enough, though. So ideally, you'd come at least for 2 days just to start to
stretch. Yeah, you want to stay over for something like that. Are you most of those Halloween things are mostly October, or do they start in September?
Some of them start in September, sort
okay.
of like the Mount has Fright Night. Friday,
okay.
Fright Night. So they're ghost tours,
uh-huh.
and those are going on now through October 25th.
Wow.
You have Ioka Valley, which is a pumpkin picking, hay rides, you know, sort of for the younger kids, apple cider donuts. That starts on September 20th. About 2 years ago, we started back up the Berkshire Scenic train that now runs from Adams to North Adams.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that one, because we, you know, that's something everybody of all ages would do, and it's all through the fall?
It is. So they have, it's Saturdays and Sundays, and it runs September 28th to October 27th. There's about 3-4 different trains that run through the course of the day. It's an hour-long ride. And this one, for the fall foliage rides, is definitely set up for families to come, you know, and they'll talk about all the, you know, enjoying the colors along the way. You do pass a graveyard along the way. So it's sort of just a fun way to, you know, again, look at the foliage in a slightly different perspective. And those train rides actually, you know, they have them during the summertime, and they also will do special ones when we get into wintertime, where it's not Polar Express, but they'll do something along, it's sort of the Tinseltown. And it's a nice addition. They had sort of stopped running those because it used to run down in Lenox, and they didn't have access to the rail. But now they have access between Adams and North Adams. So great addition to, you know,
now
family
what,
fun.
What else? Let's stop. If somebody's going to take the train ride, what else is going on in North Adams that maybe they should know about, too? Because on either end of that train ride, they can be doing things
right,
you know, at those destination areas.
Right. So North Adams, you know, last year, Massmelka underwent a huge addition and added a new building to their complex, making them the largest contemporary arts museum in the country.
Yeah.
So it's close to 6 miles if you're there.
Wow.
So if you have your Fitbit on, you'll get in your steps. The nice thing they have done is that the ticket is valid for 2 days, so if you can't take it all in, you can certainly come back. And on the complex of Massmelka, there now is Tunnel City, so you can have your coffee, or at the end of the day, you want to go to Bright Ideas. It's a beer brewing place, and right across the way from there is AOK Barbecue. So it's an amazing complex in terms of you can go and see amazing art, and the grounds are great, and they also do, I mean, coming up, they have fresh grass the weekend of the 20th, which is a bluegrass festival.
Oh, wow.
So if you're looking for music, it's also a great way to experience North Adams. And then right on the complex, having so many different food and drink options. I believe Annie Lennox has an installation there. Currently, she was in the Berkshires earlier this season, actually did a concert, but her installation continues to be at Mass Mocha. And then close by to Mass Mocha, you have the Clark Art Museum, which, again, they had an expansion about 4 years ago. So a little bit more modern take on art. But still amazing and, you know, again, also has great access to the outdoors. You can walk up the hill where you might see cows grazing, and on top of that hill you'll see a beautiful sculpture installation. And right now they have Renoir's Nudes playing there. And if you're the kids, you know, certainly, again, I think what we've done really nicely in the Berkshires is if you're thinking you're coming for a family and like, oh, I'm not going to take my kid to an art museum, like they just won't be able, you know, it's not for us. The way we've woven outdoor recreation into our culturals is great. So the Clark has a reflection pool that's open 24 hours, so the kids can actually go and play in the reflection pool and jump over stones and sort of, you know, if they're ready, you're like, okay, I want to get outside, Mom. It's very easy to have that access. And Mass Mocha has a kids' space. Again, Norma Rockwell down in Stockbridge, again, has kids' space and, you know, someone on site who's always doing arts and crafts with the kids. So I think that's really the nice thing about what we've created here is that, yes, culture is our backbone, but access to, you know, the outdoors is really what sets us apart from so many other locations. And the fact we're 30 towns and two cities, you know, takes us about an hour and a half to traverse the entire county. Each town is about 15 minutes apart from the other. So if you blink, you know, you're in your next town and you have a totally different experience and different food and shopping and cultural and outdoor attractions.
Yeah, now I want to ask you a quick question about Stockbridge. When I heard that they decorated, it looks like a Norman Rockwell painting.
Yep, so they do Stockbridge Main Street at Christmas. Get your tickets early because this one sells out quickly. So they basically reenact Norman Rockwell's Main Street Christmas painting that he did. So it has the red lining, obviously, is featured highly in that, but they actually bring in all of the old cars that were in the painting and park them in the same parking spots. One of them always had the Christmas tree on it. And then there'll be people in period dress, and they shut that street down for a couple hours in early December. I'm not sure, quite sure of the date, but if you go to the Stockbridge Chamber of Commerce, they'll have information about that. And that's and prior to that, they also do a Gilded Age Mansion holiday home tour. So that, and that's not just in Stockbridge, that they'll come up to Lenox and places like that. So sort of a fun way to peek inside, you know, all of these amazing Gilded Age mansions that were, you know,
developed here. So these are through the fall and into the holidays, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is great. So you've got, the North Adams side of that railroad. What's on the other end of the railroad? Is that,
it's the town of Adams. So it's close by. So Adams is actually the home place of Susan B. Anthony.
Okay. Oh,
the birthplace. So there's a museum there, and it's celebrating, I think it's 100th anniversary. So they have a lot of programming going on around Susan B. Anthony, which is a fun, interesting piece of history for folks to explore.
Okay.
And then, so that sort of encompasses North County.
Yep.
I mean, you do have Williams College is in Williamstown, so WICMA is Williams College Museum of Art, which is always free, which is a great place to go to. And then also the Mohawk Trail, which is a beautiful driving trail. It's actually just featured in one of the top foliage drives in Yankee Magazine, runs through that area, and Natural Bridge is there up in North Adams. So, and then as you sort of weave down further into the county, you come sort of Pittsfield, which is the largest city. It has Barrington Stage is here, the Colonial is here, Berkshire Museum is here. So lots of, again.
That Berkshire Museum is like a natural history museum. The kids would love something like that.
Yeah, it has all. It has an innovation room. It has sort of a diorama room. It has a small aquarium. And again, and they have a small movie theater and presentation space, so they have ongoing shows and movies, and they do a lot of collaboration with Berkshire Theater Group, who runs the Colonial right next door, to do programming.
So they'll have have plays in the fall too, then I would think something.
Yeah, the Colonial. I'm not quite sure what their programming is, but if you look up Berkshire Theater Group, they'll have their whole listing of what they're plays are, and I know Barrington Stage has a world premiere called American Underground that starts in October.
Now the forms come to life in when the leaves start changing, and you've got quite a rich variety of places that people can go. So can you talk about do you have apple picking? Do you have farm stands?
Yeah, so right, apple picking is starting about now. And so it will continue through October. And so we have places like Bartlett's, Hilltop Orchards. I think my favorite part about it is eating apple cider donuts. It's an excuse to eat donuts. Mm-hmm. And then you go home with all these apples, and then you have to bake something, right? So,
yeah.
But that's, when I go and do that, I do it with my family. But what I love to see there is you're seeing more and more sort of young couples coming. It's an experience to do that. It's a fun way to be outside and sort of, while you're there, you're sampling all the different apples, and you get sort of your first chance to put on your winter woolies and be outside.
Buy some mums and some pumpkins too.
Like get ready to decorate your front stoop. And Hancock Shaker Village has their country fair, which is at the end of September. So that adds on to they have actually a functioning farm. They actually run a CSA program out of their farm, so you get to go there and you'll see the farm itself, but then there'll be tons of stuff on site, from face painting to balloon creations. There'll be a local farmers market along with local food. I think there's even going to be a farmers Olympics. Not sure what that entails, but it should be interesting to see. And this has been going on for 22 years, so it's definitely one of the anchors of the fall in the Berkshires.
Do you have a date on that one? We can tell everybody, they can plan ahead.
September 28th and 29th.
All right. So if you want to stay in the area, you need to book a hotel earlier, right? Now?
Yes.
Okay. So now's the time people should go and think about. And where would they stay? Are there hotels in that area? Do you have to stay in a neighboring community?
Hancock Shaker Village sort of is right on the border of Pittsfield, Richmond, and close by. You could stay, Richmond, you could stay Pittsfield, you could stay Lenox. Nothing's going to be more than 15-20 minute drive.
Well, I tell you, for 30 years, we had the print version of the magazine back from the 90s into, until I got too old, where now I'm doing the radio version, I used to do both, but now we just have the radio version. But you folks have the most beautiful bed and breakfast and little country inns and we'd be delivering magazines too, so everybody had copies they can give out to the people. But I really want to, some people like the big hotel experiences, but if somebody's looking for unique, your website must have a breakdown of all the places to stay.
Yeah, so if you go to berkshires.org, which is our website, certainly there's lots of lodging opportunities. Our event schedule is there that has a lot of these things listed to help you plan your trip here. Certainly the inns, it's sort of, the majority of them are still in Lenox, which is centrally located. And they each have their own unique character in terms of the little different rooms and warm, cozy fireplaces. And, they're located right downtown. So you can just walk out the door and then you're right in downtown Lenox, which is sort of quintessentially sort of a New England small town.
Yeah.
Has a variety of shopping and galleries as well as restaurants to enjoy. And, Lenox is where Tanglewood is located, even though it's a little bit out of town, but Tanglewood this past season opened their Lindy Center, which means they'll have year-round programming actually on the grounds of Tanglewood.
Wow.
Stay tuned. I haven't seen what their programming is because they just wrapped their summer. But it's a beautiful new building done by the architects who did Seiji Ozawa Hall there. It will allow access, which, even people in Berkshire County are excited about, access to that facility year-round. Even though they're always open, you can always go to Tanglewood and walk their grounds. You can bring a picnic any time of year. You can cross-country ski there, which is a little hidden secret about the Berkshires. But this will actually have music programming happening year-round. So
you heard it here first, folks, in the Hudson Valley. That's it. That's wonderful. And, of course, you got the Red Lion Inn. You've got –
further down you have the Red Lion Inn, which you chatted about with the Norman Rockwell. And then the Norman Rockwell Museum is in Stockbridge as well. And that's where Nam Keg is that I mentioned, that does the pumpkin trails. And also just looking further afield for the holidays, Nam Keg last year added their winter lights programming, and it was a hit. I mean, I think every night that place was sold out, and it's a beautiful trail of Christmas holiday lights and a variety of activities to sort of light up the whole holiday season. So I know they're bringing that back, and I'm sure it will be bigger and better than it was last year. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of Christmas lights.
Wow. So they have to sign up for that and buy tickets in advance?
So usually if you go to Google NOMKEG, and we'll also have it on the Berkshires.org website, you can do advance tickets just because the parking is limited, so they actually have to shuttle people in, so they're trying to just make sure that they have enough buses to get the people from Marion Brothers, where the parking is, to NOMKEG. But it's definitely worth planning a trip around. We went last year, and I'm looking forward to it already this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. I wanted to ask you, too, there was, I don't know if they still have, there were bed and breakfasts that were doing, like, cooking courses, and you could do extra stuff while you were at them. I don't know if that's
there. I think Gateways is still doing that, and that's in Lenox. I think more and more we're seeing the cooking classes happen, you know, on site at the restaurants versus at the inns, because a lot of those little B&Bs just aren't set up with, you know, they don't have kitchens on site.
Yeah.
The Berkshire Botanic Gardens has expanded and renewed a building on site, and they're actually collaborating with Guido's, which is sort of like our local Whole Foods that's run by a local family. And they do cooking classes throughout the year. Sometimes they're foraging, you know, go foraging and make, or it's pasta. So certainly look and see what the Berkshire Botanic Gardens is offering. The Berkshire Co-op, which is down in Great Barrington, actually just moved, and I'm sure that they're doing programming also around food and things along those lines, which leads me right into, you know, aside from the farms and the food, all of the local breweries and wineries and distilleries that we have. So I mentioned Bright Ideas up in North Adams, but in Richmond, we have Balderdash. They just moved to a new facility, which is an old farm, and that's a winery, and they have live music and all sorts of fun, you know, fire pits outside, but a great way to sort of while away the afternoon. Then down in Sheffield, we have right next to each other, we have Big Elm Brewing, which is a beer location, and then next to that is Berkshire Mountain Distillers, and they're doing vodka and rye and gin and all sorts. And they all offer tours and tastings. So that's sort of a fun way if you're not coming with the kids to, you know, come and get a taste of the Berkshires.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize there weren't that many breweries before. You got wineries, too, up there?
We have the one I mentioned, Balderdash, and then we have Le Troisième, which is in South County. I believe that I think they're still open. I'm not sure what time. I think it's probably October that they go back to just working versus being open for tours. But certainly you could look that up, and they, again, have open facility with outdoor, you know, tables and stuff for tasting.
Wow, fantastic. Now, the fall and the holidays, maybe you can go, like, town by town or region by region. Give us some ideas of places to shop, unique, interesting things. I mean, because that's the time you want to also be buying your Christmas presents. And,
I know.
You know, there's a lot of good opportunities while you're out and about, you know?
I know. I'm always a fan of the museum shopping because we, like I mentioned, Massmoke and Leclerc have great gift shops. And even the Botanic Gardens, has, you know, that I just mentioned, they have always sort of fun things. But if you're sort of down in South County, which is known for antiquing more because Sheffield's down there, but if you're, you're on the main strip of Great Barrington, I would go up Railroad Street. There's some just fantastic little shops there. And then if you're coming for Stockbridge, has, again, there's a Yankee Candle there. There's Heirloom Jewelers, sort of fun, sparkly. There's a chocolate shop there. And then if you're in Lenox, again, I mentioned the galleries. So there's Soane Fine Arts. There's McKimmy & Co. There's American Craftsman. He actually runs an art show down at Butternut on July 4th and 5th that's been going on a long time, and he just moved a facility into Lenox and actually opened up a small cafe next door. But you can't go wrong. I mean, there's a great gift shop for kids, and Glad Rags is women clothing, so just weaving us up. And as you come to Pittsfield, Museum Facsimile is a great place. Dorian Ginger, which is attached to Hotel on North, which I should mention is sort of our downtown boutique lodging property that opened about 3 years ago. So it's right on North Street. It has a restaurant on site. It's sort of converted two old downtown buildings into a great lodging property that has really funky, cool rooms. They have some extended stays. They have one room that's called the library suite, which literally has, you know, walls covered with books, and it has one of those ladders, you know, on wheels that you could...
Oh, yeah.
So that's sort of fun. If you're looking for more of a downtown vibe, that's a sort of fun place to stay. And then up in Williamstown, that's, again, where Williams College is. So you can imagine on Spring Street where the sort of strip is, there's tons of little gift shops and places to, you know, pop in and do some holiday shopping. And their new... The brand new Williams Inn, actually, at the end of Spring Street, just opened about a month ago, and they have dining on site and everything. So that's definitely, if you're looking for, you know, sampling something new that you haven't seen before, I would pop in there and check out that place, and also, you know, think about booking a room there. And since I'm talking about new lodging up in North Adams, we have Tourists, which opened last summer, but it's also been getting a lot of press. It's sort of a, it's not a camping experience, but it has that vibe in terms of when you're there and creating community. And I stayed there last year for my birthday. The outdoor showers are amazing, and they're, you know, the food is great, and they've opened sort of like a speakeasy next door called Airport Rooms, where you can get small plates and fun cocktails and things along those lines. So certainly worth checking it out. It's it's amazing how, you know, with different spaces you can create such a different vibe, and they've definitely created a vibe that's sort of youthful, outdoor, forward, food friendly, and yet at the same time sophisticated. So an interesting new addition to our lodging property. So it's nice to see you know, some new additions and some, you know, fresh places to mix in with sort of our great B&B options.
Yeah.
And then up, if you want to go all the way to the top in North Adams, past the hairpin turn, Wigwam Cabins has actually been reopened. So the cabins were open and rentable this summer. And there is a little pit stop shop up there. So they're making the coffee and baked goods, and they have opened it up. And so it has amazing vista, like out over the Berkshires, like sunset is just stunning. And it has, you know, they have, it's a little gift shop up there. You could go and pick up your, you know, t-shirt or memorabilia, or you could just go up there and listen to live music, watch the sun go down. It's definitely a spot that, you know, it hadn't been open for a while, and what they've done to sort of bring it back to life and sort of, that's, again, so along the Mohawk Trail. It's definitely harkens back to a different era, you know, when everyone was driving those roads. But it's really great for them to have opened that back up and sort of make that a destination again after it not being available for visitors and locals alike. I mean, I have friends who, you know, live in North Adams, and they're like, oh, yeah, we just pop up there because it's such a beautiful place to take in the sunset.
Oh,
so
fantastic. We've got about a minute or two. I just want to tell everybody we covered a tremendous amount of material in a very quick, you know, way. But I want to remind everybody that after the show airs, it's going to be archived on the website. You know, it's www.realcountryhv.com. Get a pad and a paper, go back, listen again, take some notes, and then you can combine things from different parts of the, you know, then we talked about different topics and different places,
right,
and put them all together into something, you know, take yourself a map and take a look at everything. And I'm thinking, Lindsay, maybe let's go over, I would think if you're going to plan, you really need to use your website, and maybe you have a phone number if somebody's going to bring a group, like a bus group or something, we can get some contact information for that.
Sure. So our website again is berkshires.org, and our phone number is 413-499-1600. And the other place I would say to go for inspiration is if you're on Facebook, our page is Visit the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts. That's constantly updated in terms of events that are going on, has beautiful imagery. And then we're also on Instagram, just at Visit the Berkshires. I think, you know, being able to see pictures of our location certainly helps to inspire, and that will sort of get your, you know, juices flowing, get you excited about coming here, and then utilizing our website, berkshires.org, to really dig in and make plans is the best way to go.
Yeah. I also want to remind everybody that you've got great skiing up there, so they can be thinking ahead for the skiing season. And and we didn't mention Edith Wharton. Now, what they were, I mean, the last time I visited, they were redoing the garden, so I would think by now.
Yeah, so I mentioned them briefly at the beginning because they do ghost tours.
Uh-huh.
So in the fall, I mean, during the summer, they do free concerts, jazz concert on the lawn. The gardens are stunning. They do birding walks. So it's definitely a destination. During the shoulder seasons, they're open on the weekends, and they do back stairs tours, but the ghost tour is sort of what they're known for this time of year, and it is a very spooky tour. I did it about 2 years ago, and they are amazingly good at weaving in information about Edith Wharton and her, the house and everything, while at the same time just scaring the bejesus out of you.
Wow. Is there anything for like children, like any kind of a destination where maybe they have like a toned down thing for little kids?
At Edith Wharton, they don't do that, but again, I mentioned the Nam Keg has their pumpkin walk. The pumpkin fest at Whitney's Farm Market has corn mazes and hay rides and face painting. The train ride, which I mentioned earlier.
So we got a variety of there's a spectrum there if you want to be scared versus all the way down to the other end. So
exactly.
Well, I urge everybody to and the group tour, the phone number, for should they go to the website for that, or they should call you?
They go to the website, but you can also call us at the 413-499-1600. And also, if they're on Facebook and they have a question, they can always send us a message.
Okay, great. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
And I'm hoping to get up there this fall. It's been a while, and I miss it.
please come and visit. And all of you out there, please come and visit.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend, and this is Marietta Allen. We're signing off. I hope you visit the Berkshires this fall. Bye-bye.